Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Dorothy Long, the Managing Director of Canadian Food Focus. Thanks for joining us, Dorothy.
Thanks, Bruce, and thanks for this opportunity to talk about Canadian Food Focus.
First of all, a little bit of background. What is Canadian Food Focus? What prompted the creation of Canadian Food Focus, and what are its primary objectives?
Okay. Well, Canadian Food Focus is a national non-for-profit organization. We've been around for about 7 years now, and we're really focused on consumer education and bringing together those food and farming stories, articles, and science-based information to help Canadians understand where their food comes from and how it's grown and raised. It was really created because farmers and food organizations across Canada saw the same problem. There's lots of questions about food and farming. There's so much noise out there and misinformation, but there wasn't really a trusted one-stop shopping place for consumer-friendly websites and social medias where consumers could go to get the answers. So that's really sort of the gap that we identified and started to fill.
Why is it considered important for the agriculture industry to have an organization of this type to connect with consumers about food?
That's a great question. I would start by saying that the level of online misinformation about food and farming, especially around topics of, you know, nutrition, sustainability, animal care, has really exploded online and continues to grow and grow. And so if agriculture is not present on those platforms, and not showing up with sort of practical, relatable content, then somebody else is going to fill that gap. And so I would say from a farmer's perspective, there's a lot on the line. Public trust affects policy, it affects market, and ultimately their license to farm. So we really felt that we needed that sustained, ongoing, credible voice that lives where consumers can and find the information and that is relatable to them. I think there's lots of commodity groups and companies doing good work in this area, but consumers don't really necessarily experience the food system in a silo. So that's where Canadian Food Focus lets the sector come together and speak with a more unified voice about the whole food system, about the whole plate, and not just one ingredient or issue.
What makes Canadian Food Focus stand out?
Well, I would say first off, we really lead with food and not necessarily with farming content. We use food as a hook to bring consumers to our information, because really when consumers are thinking about agriculture, they're really thinking about their food. And, you know, they're making several decisions a day around food. So people might come to our website because they're looking for a bannock recipe or to the answer to some health or food related questions, such as, am I getting enough iron in my diet? Or, you know, how do I save money at the grocery store? And then they end up staying, or as they're scrolling through our social, learning more about, you know, the agriculture side of things. So how are cattle raised? Why do farmers use pesticide? You know, they'll learn more about soil health. I think the other thing that makes us stand out is that all of our content is science-based. It's developed and reviewed by subject matter experts. And it's really presented in plain language, consumer-friendly language, but also in a practical, like answering their questions, but also an interesting way, you know, in a consumer-friendly way. So it feels more like how they would get information from another trusted source, like maybe they're following A magazine or an influencer. So it has more of that more feel of advice from a trusted friend rather than, kind of just shoving information down their throats. And I think finally, the other thing that is maybe stands out for Canadian Food Focus is that we really are national and we're collaborative. We really represent all Canadian foods, all production methods and regions. And we work with partners across the sector. So from livestock to pulses and grains to horticulture to seafood. So really, we have that broad, balanced story of Canadian food. And I think by representing all of agriculture, that makes consumers trust us more. They may realize that we are talking from an agriculture perspective, but we're really representing all of agriculture. So I think that ends up making us feel more trustworthy.
What are the top priorities at this point for Canadian Food Focus and why?
We have lots of, I guess, lots of things we're working on, lots of, I guess, well, I would say our main priority is always our goal to deepen that understanding for consumers around hot button issues like food affordability, food waste, animal care, sustainability through the content that we develop and then push out through our social media campaigns. So this really challenges us to stay on top of what the issues are, of what consumers' questions are, and what are those trends out there. Another priority for us is really strengthening our digital platform. We want to ensure that we're using platforms where consumers are already going to, so that they can have sort of those accidental learning experiences as they're scrolling through Instagram or TikTok. But we are always constantly monitoring those platforms and ensuring that the content and the way we're presenting the information makes it discoverable and helps consumers to stay longer and to learn more. This past year, generative AI really came to the forefront and is really changing the way consumers are looking for their information. So now, when a consumer goes to the internet and asks a question online, those various AI platforms like Google or ChatGPT are providing the answer to them. And current research shows that 70% of consumers are taking the information that AI provides them and then searching no further. So what that really means for us is that if our platforms aren't the ones that are or that generative AI is choosing to provide their answers, then where we have the we risk becoming invisible. But fortunately, this generative AI, they really like our content because it's science-based, because it's developed by experts, and because it's meeting those consumers where they're at. So at this moment, Canadian Food Focus really has the highest opportunity of being the source over all the other food and farm websites in Canada to provide those answers to generative AI if we have the content. So, for example, Dairy Farmers of Canada have been working on this a lot and really recognize this opportunity for Canadian Food Focus. And so they've really stepped up to work with us, not only to help strengthen our platforms on sort of a technical side and a marketing side, but also to ensure that we have the answers to all those questions about dairy on our site. Because at the moment, ChatGPT, Perplexity, Google, all of these are more likely to take that answer from Canadian Food Focus than from, say, a Dairy Farmer of Canada site. I'm hoping that more ag and food groups also join with us to do that. Our final priority, we are really focused on growing our influencer and expert network of dietitians, chefs, scientists, health professionals because these individuals are often asked questions about agriculture, but they don't necessarily have the training or the firsthand experience to provide those answers. So we're really filling that gap as well with professional development opportunities such as webinars and farm tours. And then we go on to often collaborate with these experts to develop content because Canadians really respond well when real people or people that they view as experts explain issues or give information in their own words.
What has been the response of consumers?
It's been great. It's been great and it's been growing. You know, our engagement has been very strong and it continues to grow every year. This year, our content generated over 7 million social media engagements. So those are things like likes and shares and comments. We had over 1 million visitors to our website, and our engagement and growth rates are well above industry averages across the board. We have a couple of newsletters, one that goes out monthly to consumers, and then another one that goes out every couple of months to our influencer group. And so we're reaching over 14,000 subscribers with those newsletters. And what's even more exciting is that the open rate on those newsletters is on average about 53%, which industry standards are about 20 to 40%. So we're very happy, and it really shows that those groups are interested in the content that we're providing. Routinely, we have readers or comments from newsletter subscribers, you know, talking about what a wealth of information there is on the site and how it helps them to make decisions. I would say the other important thing to mention here is that we are reaching urban audiences. I think oftentimes efforts like this can end up in the echo chamber of agriculture where we're just kind of talking to ourselves, but Canadian Food Focus has really been able to reach urban audiences. And we have especially strong uptake among women who are still the main food decision makers. And over the last year and a half, since we've added TikTok to our platform, we've seen more younger adults. And interestingly, they're very engaged on TikTok, but 18 to 24-year-olds are also spending the most time on our website. So it's interesting to watch these trends and stats and have it influence where we're going and what we're going to be talking about.
How knowledgeable and or interested are Canadians about matters related to food? What tend to be their priorities? And how is that changing and why?
I would say Canadians are very interested in their food, but I would say their knowledge about food, especially about how it's produced, is really sort of uneven. I think they feel fairly confident in the kitchen, but then less confident when it comes to groceries, you know, to the grocery store and making choices. I think, you know, that's really the role we hope to play is to help them, you know, provide information to them to help them make good decisions, not only for themselves but for the sector. And I think the lack of confidence that they feel really makes them susceptible to, you know, some of those food marketing campaigns and misinformation out there. I would say their priorities, you know, according to the Center for Food Integrity's research, and I think from listening to the news, we all know that consumers are very concerned about food affordability. They're also concerned about health, convenience, sustainability. And we've noticed this last year, a real interest in Canadian-grown ingredients, eating seasonally. They want to ensure that the food that they're buying is grown, produced in Canada. So this year we've seen a spike, especially at the beginning, or I guess I'm thinking about last year, the beginning of last year when the tariffs were announced. We had a huge spike in people looking for that information on our website. Unfortunately, one of the things that one of the content pillars we have is, of course, talking about Canadian grown ingredients. We had some information helping them read labels to ensure that the food they were buying was made in Canada. And we also, want to build on that Canadian pride. So we have a series of iconic Canadian recipes like Nanaimo bars and Saskatoon pie and poutine on our website. So those definitely saw an uptake this year.
What are we seeing at this point in regards to food security, food availability, and food affordability, and how has that been changing?
I think that, we all realize that the main concern that consumers have right now and the thing that they're feeling the most is the pressure of high food prices. We've seen it on our website with the popularity of some of our content around meal planning, understanding food labels, how to reduce food waste. But I also think, related to this is that we're seeing a growing curiosity about how farmers are using innovation. So things like plant science and robotics to help produce food and how that might affect the environment and, keeping food not only available, but more affordable over the long term. So I feel that one of our roles at Canadian Food Focus is helping to connect the dots between, that innovation, and, how farm decisions are made about, efficiencies and soil health and animal care and how that relates to what they can buy and afford in their local grocery store. So that's sort of how we are tackling it. It's a huge issue. But that's the role we see.
How can consumers address those food affordability challenges, and what perhaps should they be thinking about in that regard?
It's such a complicated issue, and it runs the gamut of, people who absolutely can't afford groceries and I guess having those programs and resources available to them with food banks but I think another important part of it and the where we try to provide information is on sort of that food literacy side of things. So ensuring that they have the skills to create a shopping list and a meal plan. So that they can, make the most of their food dollar. But there's many, many issues related to food security and affordability and availability. So I feel that Canadian Food Focus's role is that food literacy component, and then sort of explaining, providing those answers to consumers about, why maybe their food is more expensive. What are the issues that are affecting that? And how, I guess also how farmers and the industry is using innovation to help to address that.
How can anyone interested in the work of Canadian Food Focus get more information?
The easiest way would be to go to our website, canadianfoodfocus.org. There you'll find over 1,200 articles, hundreds of videos, all kinds of content about Canadian food and farming. I would say from there, you can also follow Canadian Food Focus on our social media platforms. We're on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube. Pinterest, where we share all kinds of content following that sort of farm to fork pillars of information. If you're interested in working with us, if you're an organization in agriculture or food, I'd suggest either connecting to me through LinkedIn or emailing me. You can find my email on the About section of our website, and I can provide more information on our campaigns and how we might collaborate.
And is there anything that you would like to add?
The only thing I guess as a final thought, I would say that the more that the agriculture sector works together, and invests in these shared consumer-facing platforms, the better that we can ensure Canadians are getting the answers they need to feel confident in Canadian food and farming. We want to keep that Canadian food as a source of strength and security going forward. So, and other than that, I guess I would like to say thank you for this opportunity to share more about Canadian Food Focus.
And thank you. Our guest has been Dorothy Long, the Managing Director of Canadian Food Focus. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.